This is Valentine's Day, 1972, and we are meeting with the Lydia Trask Putnam chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. This is the Holton chapter, Holton, Maine. We are interested in seeing from what diverse ancestry the members stem. The first men to settle in Holton in 1807 were from New Salem, Massachusetts, a town which is now Danvers. And it would seem, since these early settlers had Revolutionary War backgrounds, that the majority of the members of the Holton DAR would descend from them. As you will see, this is not so. There are common ancestors, but they are not in the majority. We wonder if this might be the general rule in DAR chapters in areas that were not settled until the 1800s. And were far away from early settlements. I would like to ask Margie Lowry, on whom you base your claim to the DAR.
I represent Levi Noyce, and I don't believe he was in our county. I think he was from my own property. My telling all these told you, Miss Tracy our ancestors. She was the historian.
Was she a local woman,
local
you mean?
Woman, Miss Hattie Tracy, she was school here for many years. And at the time, she was our DAR historian. And she said of all the ancestors that she looked up and traced back, ours was the most illustrious. And that wasn't just coming from my mother's side of the family. This was somebody that was completely away from the family. And she said that Mr. Noyce had fought with George Washington at Valley Forge and had crossed the Delaware. And like Ellen told you, I tried to pick out someone that looks like the Noyces in that picture when you see George Washington standing there.
And you really think you haven't picked out?
Oh, I'm sure I do. And my husband says, well, Susan, that I come from a long line of
fighters. Were there any other Noyces who came to this area?
Yes. Well, you see, of course, my mother's family moved to London. That was Amos Noyce,
who did it. How long ago was that?
And, of course, that was way back in the late 1800s. But he had his family, and all my aunts that belonged to the Noyce.
What was the Noyce who came to the county? What was his occupation?
He was a farmer.
He was always farmer.
Mm-hmm. He died at the 47. He was in Smyrna, and they moved to London.
Your children have a claim to the DAR
yes,
in two directions, don't they? Have you ever kept in contact with any of the other Noyces that are spread around the countryside?
Oh, yes, I have a cousin who lives in Germany. Her husband's in the service. And we write at Christmas time.
Is she active in the DAR?
No, she isn't. No. She never has. But their mothers were all members of the DAR. They evidently had the interest. And I never had the interest until Mom joined. And then after she joined, she just copied my papers. And I really never took it serious until I got older. And it really is, I think, a very wonderful thing to be able to take your ancestry back to me.
Well, it's a general, I think it's general all over the country. Younger people are a little too busy to think that far back in the past. It's only when they get a little older that they...
I remember I used to talk about this, though, Sam, when she became 18, she could join, and she was interested. But now she's 24, and that's beginning to be important for her. You see, as you get older, like me.
Well, you're one who did come in from another part of the country. The Noyces, you said, came from where?
Topsfield,
Maine. Well, still in Maine, though.
Well, still Maine.
Yes. How about you, Isa? Isa Johnson?
I'm very sorry. I have nothing to do.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. Well, I can tell Isa out there with her ancestor. She'd like to have to. I think that one person can speak for that, from one ancestor.
They're from the same ancestor.
Yes.
And was there somebody else? That was a whole, was a partner. One of the family of 17 that you were talking about?
It would be an ancestor of the 17.
Who was the father in the family of 17?
Amos.
That was Amos Putnam. And it was one of his sons was your grandfather.
His father on whom we were going with it. His father was Amos.
Oh, your claim is through Amos. Is through Amos. But Amos didn't have the 17 children. He was one of 17.
Amos
had seven. Oh, he was the one.
It was Christiana Wormwood.
Yeah. Oh, well, she is the one who came over with the tea.
No, that was Olivia Trask.
Lydia Holton,
Lydia
Is there anyone descended from her here?
Yes, we're all descended from Lydia Trask.
And Lydia Trask was Joseph Holton's wife?
Yes.
The first Joseph Holton, that is the one who pioneered, colonized here.
Yes, the ancestor.
No, he's not the ancestor, but he was the first Holton to come here. And Lydia Trask was the one who came from Woodstock, was it?
On horseback.
Does anyone know that story to tell us?
Well, I didn't mind if you can tell us that. No,
She was a surprise to her husband too, wasn't she? As I remembered hearing it, she just got sick and tired of waiting over there to be called to come to live in her new home. And Joseph was building just as fast as he could, but it was a hard life and hard to build. And finally she got sick and tired of it. And so she packed her teapot, as Isa said, and got up upon her horse, I suspect, and came over to Holton.
I had Joseph Holton's desk, and I wonder how they brought that from you. They brought that from you. It's not the way it's done.
They must have.
Well, we have that now. She was coming over on horseback, and it was a long, tedious ride through the wilderness and the brush and everything, no beaten path. And as she neared the place and heard the pounding, cutting and hewing of the trees, not cutting down the trees, she could hear they were making a clearing, I think, Joseph Holton and his son, and Joseph Putnam and his son. And so she was very tired of riding, got off her horse with her, and carrying the teapot very carefully, and heard. Was it her daughter with her? Her daughter was with her. And they made their way toward Joseph, and when they finally got, and he heard them coming, of course they were leading the horse. The horses or the horse, I don't know which. He came forward to meet her, and he said to his son, "Your mother has arrived, I think." And it was, there was a great deal of celebration, of course.
Oh, I should think so. Well, and there were no women here.
But he had built a log cabin for her down here, or up here on Military Street,
mm-hmm.
at the location of that old, one of the first buildings up that way, which was, it's not there now, but we have pictures of it and so forth. And there was just a log cabin there, very rough, but it was a home.
Sure.
And she said when she left Woodstock to come over that she was expecting her husband to come after her, but she thought there was so much to be done, and it was getting so late in the season,
mm-hmm.
that she must be on her way. And she was a hard-working woman, and very, housewifey in their ways.
Is there any, I know up country they call various roads the Holton Road. Is there any road here that used to be known as the Holton Road?
Well, that
always has been the military road, though, hasn't it?
Yes, but that was before, you see, the whole, that was after the Holtons came. Before that, it was just the Holton Road.
It was called
where
once
they
the
all
Holton Road? And then after the garrison was built, it became
the
military
road.
I see.
It was called the military.
Well, you two are descended, of course, from the same, but as is the Johnson.
Yes.
From
we didn't go in under our ancestor. We did go in under the same. We went in under our mother's ancestor.
And who was that?
That was James Hersey. He came from Abington, Massachusetts, from 1748. And I don't know what time he came to this county. But he settled down there. He was one of the same families, Ira Hersey. And they were from Hodgson, and then he went down and settled around Lincoln and established his home down there.
And then who was it came up here? Which son of his came up to Holton?
Well, I imagine probably. We don't know too much about that. But Margaret's attic somewhere.
James Hersey's was his father was a Hammond, and I think his name was Benjamin Hammond or something. I think it was Benjamin. And Hammond Plantation is named from that family.
From that family.
And then his Hammond's wife was Hersey's daughter, Ruth Hersey. Then Ruth's father was James.
I see.
James is the ancestor who fought in the Revolutionary War. And he was a good soldier, but his occupation was agriculture.
Do you know in which battles he was? Do you know anything about his war record, his war history?
No,
you just know.
Well, they had on his tombstone, served under Washington.
Yeah.
Going back to Amos Putnam, the ancestor, he died at the siege of Boston. He was killed. Amos Putnam, the ancestor.
The siege of Boston?
He was a soldier serving in the Revolutionary War in Boston, and he died at, I think, at what they call the siege of Boston for the British.
Well, that must have been Bunker Hill.
Right.
Yes.
But it was called the siege of Boston.
Sure.
And so our ancestor died a very young man, but he had a family, and of course they carried on.
So of course you have Hammond Plantation, and I think there's a Hersey book. Isn't there a Hersey book around here?
There.
Yes.
A lot of our ancestors on the Carpenter side settled down around Lincoln, and they were all direct descendants of this James Hersey.
Of course, I know through your mother's book that her connection or her interest in the Holton family and pursuing them back to the visit. What was the name of the castle in Fairley Castle, is it, in England?
Yes.
Where the Holtons originated and where many of them are buried. How about you, Miss Fairley?
Well, my ancestor is Nathan Libby. And with his father and the rest of the family, they were the first settlers of Machias in 1763. And I don't know too much about them. I know that Nathan was a farmer there in Machias, and he served his time there in Penobscot. Yes. And then Josiah, the father, took part in the only naval battle there in the Atlantic waters, the northern waters.
The Libby, the father.
The father, Josiah.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yes.
Libby is such a common name down in the southern part of the state.
Oh, there's a large family. The first John Libby had 10 children, 10 sons.
And evidently they all stayed in Maine.
Well, they did, yes.
Yes. They're the only Libby that I think of is the canned goods people. Do you people belong to the Libby canned goods people?
Not that I know of, but I believe there's a connection with the Libby at the University of Maine.
Oh, yes. Yes. But that Libby and Bean are two names that I think people outside of the state always associate with the state. And now, how about Mrs. Hess?
Well, I have jotted some things down here that I've taken from this history book.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be easier to read them all at once and skip around in the book.
Well, all that we really want, Isabel, is who was your early ancestor, just the one.
A Lightweight Richards was the son.
What was his first name?
A Lightweight.
Oh.
Was the son of the first settler of Georgetown, New Hampshire. He served under General Stark at the Battle of Bennington. He was a very young man at this time. And then I went on, after the war, the Revolutionary War, he returned to Georgetown, where he became influential citizen, acquired a large tract of timberland, and held extensive interest in real estate. This is all in the books we've had. A printed card was taken from his casket with the name of Captain the Lightweight at Richards. And I have the card here. Mm. And this was on his casket.
What year was that?
It says a patriot of the revolution, gives his age, 85 years, he died at 85 years, the father of 11 children, has been married 62 years and has 51 grandchildren.
My goodness.
That was on his casket.
What year was that, Isabel? Did you hear it say?
And what do you mean when he died?
Not the year.
He died, yes.
The year he died. 1846.
My goodness.
And then, of course, his descendant was Jenny Taffy Rich. Our mother was one of his descendants. And if I may digress here a little, I'd like to say that she came from French Huguenot stock, leaving France and going into England. Her ancestor, a physician, came to America and went to Georgetown. Mother, Jenny Taffy Richards, after completing her education in Manchester, she graduated from Fisk Commercial College and held a position as bookkeeper for her brother here in Holden at his place of business. Here she met her future husband, another Richard, George W., and distant cousin, who has an extremely interesting background. I have a few, if you want me to read these two lines I have about it.
Mm.
He came from the first settler of Camden, Maine, James Richards. The mountain, Mount Bassett, was named after his wife, Elizabeth Richards. She was called Bassett, but the Indians pronounced it Bassett. Hence the name Mount Bassett. This is taken from the early school books and histories of Camden and from the Richards family law in the large cemetery below the mountain. There are still a few lovely old family homes left in Georgetown, New Hampshire, and I think the high black iron fence, the only one in the Georgetown Cemetery, is a fitting memorial to the families of the Lightweight Richards. George W. Richards, father Alvin Richards, ex-Richards, walked from Camden area at the age of 18 to Fort Bathurst, and became an outstanding man. He was made a land agent, county commissioner, had a lumber business, and owned a large farm. He collected a fine library, and best of all, he rode horseback to cast his vote, and I think it was President McKinley. It's all in this book.
Yes. Presque Isle wasn't organized enough to have a voting?
No, they evidently had to sit down.
Yes, you still, yes, but they must have had to vote here at the county seat.
Now,
yeah.
Said that he has one of the finest collection of books in the library. And his it's all about him is a history book too. I don't have his particular line with me, but
all of you then are connected at least in more than one way, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you too with the Libby?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but did you have a dual collection?
No.
No connection, you didn't, but all the others, that's quite interesting, isn't it?
I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Both ancestors remarried, if you find another word, television,
you see. Yes.
So that when you study one, you study the other.
Yes.
I think that's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, ladies, are there any anecdotes that you all tell about your ancestors? Anything like the Mount Batty, for instance, or Marjorie Lowry peering at the Crown Washington crossing the Delaware? You don't?
I have a book on Israel Putnam that's very interesting, but...
I was thinking really of you know, just short, funny little
anecdotes.
Yes. There are lots of family stories usually, but I do think it's going a long way back to know about your revolutionary ancestor, unless there were diaries. That's true, but you know, we are all searching so hard for the truth on all these things these days. Well, I thank you very much, lady. I think that this may be just what we wanted. And the Lydia Putnam chapter is a small one, and unfortunately, several of the members were not able to be at the meeting. One member, Alice Ingersoll Thornton, sent the information that she also was a descendant of Amos Putnam on her mother's side, and that his forebear, John Putnam, and Richard Ingersoll, her father's ancestor, arrived from England on the same ship in 1629. Mrs. Thornton was one of four daughters of Augustus J. Ingersoll, who died in 1907. She is the last of her line in Holton. But since Alice Avenue and Florence Avenue in Holton were named for her and her sister by their father, there will always be a trace of the Ingersolls in Holton.